first half of our LCCC Coaches Show, and we get the coach for the full half hour, which was great to talk to. You know, unfortunately, we can't have one of the players in. Schooling?
Today was all about getting rest and catching up on homework.
Right.
And then the couple of girls we did have available today, they work part-time on campus at the daycare center. So they picked up some extra hours today, again, just having the free afternoon. So we just didn't have anybody that worked out well.
But the key Brian Ortmeyer, head coach of the LCCC Lady Golden Eagles, joining us.
The key word there is rest. And again, do appreciate you joining in, as we're all pretty much tired getting back into town at 5 a.m.
I got home in time to shower.
Yeah,
go to work.
I'm shocked I got the medium-sized coffee here too. It's been going pretty steady all day. You get used to it over the years. I know it was kind of a random time to be getting back into town, but I think for the girls, they got decent sleep on the bus. You know, we tried. Most of them don't have class until 9 since we do practice in the morning. So they were able to get back to campus, get some rest, but the message was get to class.
Talk about keeping the theme consistent right now of something that what we saw at least last night up there in Powell. It's something that is kind of a consistent theme so far right now for LCCC women's basketball is winning. 5 games in a row so far at this point in time. Again, as you do see, sit 15-7 overall, 6-1 in the conference play. Again, after last night's victory over Northwest Lady Trappers. So again, 5 wins in a row so far.
Yeah, and very proud of the team. Very proud of their effort to go on the road and get 2 good wins. Going up to Gillette, having that close one. You can come up with every excuse to when you go up to Powell. You know, with the distance and trying to figure out the travel schedule and. Sitting in a hotel all day, and they showed up, and they played extremely well. We shot the ball well, defended pretty well for the most part. You know, got off to maybe a little slow start, first quarter. But, we come out of halftime after we made some adjustments and just blitzed them and went up to, we end up getting up, I think, 28 and winning by 22. So just great effort by the girls.
Obviously, as you and I have talked about this before, didn't see the first-year team, saw obviously a lot of the second-year team. But I'm starting to see – good basketball distribution now by your team and points off the bench. And I think when you get to a situation as we get into tournament time, and again, hopefully that run will be a significant one for the Lady Golden Eagles, but all of these things are starting to heat up and make this team a better basketball squad.
Yeah, I think personally, we had a talented team last year, but I think the thing is our bench. The difference is our bench is giving us more production this year. It's giving us different looks that we can throw at teams. We can go with some smaller lineups when we go Kia to the high post, and we go Robbie and Ariel playing the two of the guard spots, and we can throw out there any combination, with those three, Carly or Gabby, and basically we have 4 players that can play the point guard, and we have a post who can take it off the dribble. I mean, we can do so many different things just based on the personnel that we have. We can go with a little bigger lineup. We can go, and I want to say bigger, I know we're talking, 5'10", at a couple different spots, but we can go purely small, go with speed, go with shooting. You can go with kind of some better defensive lineups we have. And I think, again, as we get later and later into the season, if you can get that depth to be able to give you production off the bench, it keeps your starters fresh too.
It's interesting talking about shooting, where last year they went into that funk and that slump, and it kind of just everybody didn't want to touch the basketball.
Yeah.
And then we saw a little bit of that right before Christmas. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden now we're seeing you could have 4 beyond perimeter shooters out there. Yeah. And they're not afraid to put it up. And even your power forward in Courtney is not afraid to put them up, too. So I'm liking the confidence that this team has now anytime they have the basketball in their hand.
Yeah, and, that's how you got to play. You got to play with that confidence, and especially at this level. You can't be afraid to shoot the ball, especially, like I said, if you're a college athlete. So to know that they're shooting with that confidence as we get to these last 7 games, this second half of the conference slate, it makes me feel great as a coach, knowing that they're playing with a lot of confidence. And again, we get good distribution. We've got a lot of kids that can fill it up quickly. And again, when we have 5-6 kids hitting outside shots, it makes it really tough for them to be able to play off and pack the lane. So it gives us driving options. It gives us drive kick. It gives us a lot of different things that we can do.
Well, something to also be proud of, whether it is the offense that is clicking right now, but also through the defense has been very solid as well as what we saw last night against Powell, kind of keeping them outside of the middle. Again, you talk about not having that massive size, but again, the lack of size still proved to be at least very useful, again, denying the Lady Trappers and, again, kind of pushing them to the outside perimeter where they were shooting a lot of threes, but thankfully they weren't making a lot of them.
Yeah, I when I got back on the bus, I was kind of surprised to see that 38 attempts. Yeah. That's a lot. You know, I think, again, over the last 10 years, I've maybe seen one team that it was their goal to try and shoot anywhere from 40 to 50 threes a game. That was Utah State Eastern. So, and they were push the ball, one pass, shoot it. You know, it was just kind of what they did. So, again, knowing that they didn't shoot the three very well, we were able to kind of play off and double team. You know, they tried to ISO some of our guards to see if they could get that lob in there a couple times. And our girls now, and again, we've done that now the last four or five games where we've had a mismatch at one spot. They try and post them low, and our girls now they're very used to going down there and having a double team and help. So, you know, again, their execution piece has been good, and for us, it's helped us defensively.
You know, it's interesting, too, and you and I have had this discussion about the every game you play, you're always – undersized, so to speak, and with Kylie being your tallest player at 6'1", but I'm starting to see some help for Courtney now, and I'm seeing Haley getting down there at 5'7". Ja'Kia always is battling. Ja'Kia thinks she's 6'5", you know. I mean, she's always reaching over, but yeah. I'm seeing Carly in there battling with the tall timber. Jessica came in last night, gave you some good boards when she was in. She's at 5'9". So, again, they're not intimidated. I guess that would be the word. They're not intimidated by the Juliana Riberos, who's 6'3", out there last night, or Larson, who was a stout 5'11". The kids, I'm sorry, the young ladies are in there right now, and they're muscling up with the big ones.
And they've handled that extremely well. You know, even going back to that stretch we had right before the Christmas break, where, you know, McCook had a couple bigger girls. You had, obviously, Otero had a couple bigger girls. I don't think we handled that quite as well, especially on the defensive side. We kind of shied away from some of that contact on the boards, and we're getting out-rebounded. So, again, I think having that, everything kind of feeds into each other. So when you see him playing with so much confidence on offense, I think, again, that kind of translates well into what you're doing on the defensive end. You just, that confidence carries over. They're playing more physical, and they're doing a good job of keeping those 6-footers, 6'1" type kids off the boards.
Now, looking at the standings after, again, last night's victory, again, 5 straight wins, 15-7 overall, 6-1 in the conference play, that puts you second place right now, just behind Casper, and we'll get to that as that will come up this weekend. But to you as a head coach, again, seeing right now the progress, again, as being from the beginning point of this team to where it is right now, again, second in the North Division, again, one of the top teams in Region 9 play, I mean, what is that? Just give us your thoughts on just seeing that kind of at least – development for your team right now.
Well, I'm excited for the girls. I think, again, they've put in a lot of work and a lot of time. You know, again, we start back in late August, and they put in a lot of time in the preseason in the weight room, and you know, you want to see that translate for them once they hit the regular season. And you know, now that we started our conference play and we're halfway through, and to know that we're sitting at 6-1, I guess my main message to them is finish. You know, don't lose sight of what's worked so well over these first 7 games. You have to continue to compete. If you slip up somewhere, let it go, show up the next night, because again, you've got to keep that consistency from game to game to game. Specifically over these last 7, we're going to have, if I remember correctly, I think we've got 4 of them on the road, and again, we've got some tough locations we got to go play at. So, and again, you look across the board in our league, it's very competitive from top to bottom, so you can't overlook anybody. I think it was last night, Gillette ended up winning on a 3-pointer with 6 seconds to go over Western, you know, and Western sitting there with 4 wins, and Gillette's kind of more or less a game behind us, I think, for second. So you can't take nights off. And I'm proud of what we've done to this point, but my message has been finish. Keep the focus, keep pushing forward, you know, and take it that one game at a time.
You know, when you get a situation like this, and again, you know, you're not 22-0, you're 15-7, but you're 6-1 in conference play. And I'm actually glad that there's not one young lady here because we can talk a little more freely about it.
Yeah.
But when you start building this program as you have, stair-step it each way, and this year is a lot better than last year, you start getting inquiries, I'm venturing to say right now, on certain players. That has to make you feel pretty good, too, that as a coach, you and Coach Ronaldo have you know, put this team together, and it's starting to gel. The way you envision it, but also too, in the long run, you're trying to send these young ladies off to something bigger and better after LCCC.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, that goes with the time that they've put in and the work. And so again, it's exciting. I know, again, a lot of times with the junior college recruiting, it drags out a little later just because they're going to go try and stockpile their high school talent first. So again, we've got some good recruiting looks for a couple of the girls, and it'll be fun to kind of see where they end up.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. We are going to head back and chat more with head coach Brian Ortmeier, the LCCC Lady Golden Eagles head coach, right here on 1480 KRA. It is our LCCC Coaches Show, brought to you by Laramie County Community College.